Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Central Media Office. Tuesday, the 30th of Rabi'ul Thani, 1445 after Hijri, corresponding to the 14th of November 2023, current era. Press release. The Emergency Arab Islamic Summit, held in Riyadh, took no action. Translated. On Saturday, an Emergency Arab Islamic Summit was held in Riyadh under the pretext of aiding Gaza. However, like other summits organized by Muslim rulers, it did not go beyond mere claims. Despite the presence of rulers who command formidable armies, readily deployed to destroy cities and to take lives at any moment, their authority is subject to the dictates of America. As a result, they content themselves with issuing demands and condemnations. Had the poets attended the summit, they might have recited about jihad, but these rulers have shed the garment of valor and dignity, becoming more akin to Jews than Muslims. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ.
And they were covered with humiliation and poverty and returned with anger from Allah upon them. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 61. O Muslims, you who have taken the podiums and the media, do not be distracted or distract the public opinion with slogans other than the mobilization of armies. Gaza today will not benefit unless the armies move and strike at the Jewish entity. All Muslims are eagerly awaiting this moment to stand united alongside the armies to rescue the blessed land of Palestine. People are watching and boiling with anger, but they are confined by the borders guarded by the armies. Therefore, the only solution lies in altering the equation by mobilizing the armies and erasing the borders. So, direct your messages and focus toward mobilizing the armies. O Muslims, O soldiers in the armies of the Muslims, everyone has an opportunity, and this is your chance, so seize it. Are you not fighters? Are you not trained soldiers? Are you not brave soldiers? Do you not seek paradise and what Allah has prepared in it for the Mujahideen? This is your moment. Give Nusra, material support, to the blessed land of Palestine in its difficult hour. Act before the opportunity slips away. Whoever gives Nusra to Palestine today will have their name etched in Islamic history alongside the likes of Khalid bin Walid, Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah, and Salahuddin. O Muslims, you whose hearts are torn by what is happening in Gaza, the situation is tragic, the massacres are daily, and everyone is witnessing the martyrs moment by moment. This is not a time for indecision. The solution lies only in mobilizing the armies. Seek them out, address them, and bear witness to them, for they are among you and from you. Do not let them falter in this critical hour. Instead, remind them of their duty and be witnesses against them. Remind them of the words of the Almighty.
وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ.
And if you turn away, he will replace you with another people, then they will not be the likes of you. Surah Muhammad, ayat number 38. Engineer Salahuddin Adada, Director of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.